After them jams on the phone line, city clerk for the city of Muskegon Heights, Jennifer Ross. Jay Ross, how you doing? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, my good brother. How are you? I'm
trying to maintain over here. You got a big day tomorrow.
We do. We have a local election tomorrow, a special election for the residents of the city of Muskegon Heights. So we're hoping everybody comes out to the polls tomorrow. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m.
Now, how many precincts do we have in Muskegon Heights now?
There are still 4 precincts in Muskegon Heights. 2 of them are located at the same place. So we have precinct 2 and 4 over at the Burrell Multiplex Center.
Okay.
Precinct number 1 is the Heart Ministries Church right here on Peck Street across from City Hall.
Okay.
And precinct number 3 is at City Hall.
Oh, wow. Okay, then. All right. That's good. So how is the flow? Are we getting a lot of, like, absentee ballots returned or what?
So we still have about 37% of the absentee ballots still out there. So if you received an absentee ballot and, haven't filled it out yet, you have until 8 o'clock tomorrow night to bring it back in. You can either bring it directly to the clerk's office, or I have a drop box outside of City Hall.
Okay. There's only one issue on the ballot, right? Just the election, just to, for city council.
That's it. Yep, just one issue on the ballot.
Now, for the people on the ballot, is this a short term? They're going to fulfill the term of Bonnie McLaughlin when she was city council person, right?
Correct. So this is, it is a short term. They're just finishing out her term, which ends in November of 25.
Okay.
So it's about, roughly 18 months for this position.
And when do the people get sworn in?
They will get sworn in at, the person, because there's only one seat.
Yeah.
Will get sworn in at the first meeting in June.
Okay, just like that. Yep. All right. Well, Muskegon, come on out and vote. What should they bring with them to the polls? What kind of identification do they need?
You can bring a state ID or your driver's license. Michigan, I do also want to say, is a same day registration. So if you're not registered to vote, you can come to my office at City Hall and we can get you registered to vote and you can vote the same day as well.
Really? That's dope. Now, wow, that's good. That's good to know. And do they vote right at City Hall, or do they have to go to their precinct?
Nope, they'll vote right in here with me.
That's good. You got a great team working tomorrow. You talk about the people that, you got a lot of folks who volunteer and come from all walks of life.
Oh, yes, we do. We have, most of the people who were doing and working the elections have been doing it for years. So, of course, prior to me taking this job, and so we've kind of become a family. They look forward to being able to serve their community on election day. And I'm just blessed to have them because they make everything go so much smoother.
Right. Now, how long do you think it would be before we have an answer, have a winner?
So the polls close at 8 o'clock. So right at 8 o'clock, we go and check the absentee ballot boxes. If there are no ballots in there, then they can close the polls at the other location. Of course, they're closed to walk-ins at 8 o'clock, though, so you have to get there by 8 if you're going to vote in person. So once we close the polls, it's usually about 45 minutes for them to shut everything down and get back up here to City Hall.
Okay, so we're on 9, 9:30, 10 o'clock, 11, 12.
No, we ain't going that big now. we hope to have everything done by 9:30.
Wow.
Now, of course, the election is not complete and certified until the Board of Canvassers does what they do. So nothing is official until the Board of Canvassers verifies the election, which takes a couple of days.
But you do put out an unofficial count, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. That's good. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for being available. You got a city council meeting today, right?
We do. 5:30. Pretty long agenda today. So if the residents want to know what's going on in the city, you're more than welcome to come out, or you can watch it on, it streams on the city's Facebook page too.
Are you still allowing people to make a comment from Zoom?
No.
You got to be in person now.
You have to be in person, yeah, to make a comment or a question.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, City Clerk. Appreciate you and the hard work you're doing up there.
You know, anytime.
All right, God bless. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, Pierre. All right.
That was Jennifer Ross, City of Muskegon Heights, City Clerk, right there. Election tomorrow. They have a board meeting, City Council meeting today, 5:30. She said a lengthy agenda, so they might be in there until election time. Anyway, there you go. That's what community radio is all about, keeping you informed. Back to more music.